Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Sadashi Srimad His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. His Confounder Acharya, Vibhuti Founder Acharya, Savior of the whole world Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottara Sadashi Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindaki Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakurki Premsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhanki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamaki Navadvip Maya Puridhamaki Purushottama Kshetra Jagannath Puridhamaki Shidwaraka Puridhamaki Ganga Maya Yamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Maharani ki, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Patita Pavan Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dhishi ki, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Nath ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Valdev Subhadra Maharani ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text 27. Suta uvacha sa upamantrito radhnya kathayamiti satpatehe brahmarato bhrucham prito vishnuratena samsadi suta uvacha Sa upamantrito radhnya kathayamiti satpatehe brahmarato bhrusham prito vishnuratena samsadi suta uvacha sa upamantrito radhnya kathayamiti satpatehe brahmarato bhrusham prito vishnuratena samsadi suta uvacha sa upamantrito radhnya kathayamiti satpatehe ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथायामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथयामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथयामीति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि माताजि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथयामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथयामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच स उपामन्त्रितो राज्ञा कथयामिति सत्पतेः ब्रह्मरातो भृशं प्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सूत उवाच श्रील सूत गोस्वामी सेड सः हि शुकदेव गोस्वामी उपामन्त्रितः दस् बीङ्ग् इन्क्वायर्ड् राज्ञा by the king kathayam in the topics iti thus satpatehe of the highest truth brahmaratah shukadev goswami bhrusham very much pritah pleased vishnuratena by Maharaj Parikshit. Samsadi in the meeting. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Suta Goswami said, thus, Shukadev Goswami, being invited by Maharaj Parikshit to speak on topics of the Lord Sri Krishna with the devotees, was very much pleased. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam can be legitimately discussed only among the devotees of the Lord, as the Bhagavad Gita was authoritatively discussed between Lord Krishna and Arjun, the Lord and the devotees respectively. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the postgraduate study of the Bhagavad Gita, can also be discussed between the scholars and devotees like Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Otherwise, the real taste of the nectar cannot be relished. Shukadeva Goswami was pleased with Maharaj Parikshit because he was not at all tired of hearing the topics of the Lord and was more and more anxious to hear them on and on with interest. Foolish interpreters unnecessarily tackle the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam when they have no access to the subject matter. There is no use in non-devotees meddling in the two topmost Vedic literatures, and therefore Shankaracharya did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam for commentation. In his commentation on the Bhagavad Gita, Sripad Shankaracharya accepted Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But later on, he commented from the impersonalist's view. But being conscious of his position, he did not comment on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was protected by Lord Krishna. Vidaya Brahma Vaivarta Puran. So, basically, Vidaya means consult, you know. And therefore, he is known as Brahmarath. And Sriman Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Vishnu, and thus he is known as Vishnurath. As a devotee of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. It is clear also in this connection that a Vishnurath should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Brahmarath and no one else, because others misrepresent the transcendental knowledge and thus spoil one's valuable time. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugunathan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for all of your pleasure, for glorifying Lord and for my own purification. So in this chapter, we see, actually in last chapter, Brahmaji, he concludes concludes his talk by asking Narad Muni to describe the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and describe the glories of Lord to all the hearers. And then we see in this chapter, immediately, and then very alert hearer, Parikshit Maharaj asks, whom did Narad Muni tell the glories of Lord? And after that, he asked 25 questions. You know, actually, I was just checking. So, from verse 1 till like verse 26, he asked 25 questions, one after other. In between, he glorifies also. That shows his, you know, eagerness. So, in today's verse, it's just prelude, you know, before Shukadeva Goswami starts speaking. Shukadeva Goswami is now seeing that how Shukadeva Goswami has started answering these questions, you know. So, we'll see in this purport, Prabhupada has kind of highlighted three themes. First, we'll see why Srila Shukadeva Goswami is called as Brahmarat. Then we'll see why Parikshit Maharaj is called as Vishnurat. Then we'll see why Prabhupada mentions that Bhagavatam should be discussed only with devotees. And then the four things we'll see. What is our qualification to discuss Bhagavatam? Okay. So first, you know, why Shukadeva Goswami is called as Brahmarat? When Lord descends in this material world, his whole entourage, you know, his paraphernalia, his associates, everybody comes. So along with comes Lord's pets as well. You know. So, you know, there are cows and calves and, you know, parrots. So Srimati Radharani has her favorite parrot, you know, Shriya. So she also descends to the material world. You know. And then they do their pastimes, you know, beautiful. And when Krishna is winding up his pastime, everybody goes back. But that time, Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they say to this parrot, "You stay back." This parrot, you know, naturally, you know, feels separation. He said, "Why? Why you are putting me here?" He said, "No, no, don't worry. You know, we have a purpose for you. And wherever there will be glories of our pastimes described, you know, you'll be there." So he says, "Okay." And then Lord goes back. And this parrot is searching now where the Lord's descriptions are being chanted. So he hears where? Kailash. Lord Shiva describing Bhagavatam to Mother Parvati. So he immediately, you know, goes there and hits in a tree nearby listening to Bhagavatam. So when Lord Shiva was speaking, he had closed eyes. And to make sure that Parvati is listening, she was in between saying, you know, "Yes, yes," like that, of giving. Otherwise, it's like, it's in parampara. Whenever Bhagavatam class starts, we feel sleepy. So same thing happened with Mother Parvati. She felt asleep. But then still, Lord Shiva was not knowing whether she is awake or not. But she was hearing voice, you know, "Yes, yes." And Lord Shiva described whole Bhagavatam. And then when it's over, he opened his eyes and Mother Parvati was just, you know, she got up and she said, "Oh, sorry, you know, I slept." Then he said, "Oh, who was saying yes then, you know? I don't know." So then Lord Shiva started looking at, there must be somebody else. And he said, you know, "This is a transcendental literature, should not be heard, you know, by unqualified people." So he started looking, but parrot being green was kind of camouflaged in the tree. But Lord Shiva again, he's like, you know, he's a personality in himself. He could figure it out. So he immediately took a trident and started chasing behind this parrot. And this parrot flew for his life. And Lord Shiva behind him with a trident. They went to Badrikashram, I guess. And then there Vasudeva was sitting with his wife. And his wife, Vatika, I guess, you know, she happened to open her mouth for yawning. This parrot entered in her mouth. So then Lord Shiva came there. He said, "Did you see a parrot?" He said, "Yes, you know." He said, "What happened?" He said, "You know, Bhagavatam, you know, he heard, you know, I don't know if he's qualified or not. And you know, one should not hear, you know, if he's not qualified." Then he said, "Okay, but what's the effect of hearing Bhagavatam?" You know, Vasudeva asked. He said, "One becomes immortal." So he said, "Anyway, parrot has become immortal. You go back." So Lord Shiva says, "Okay, fine." He offers obeisances to Vasudeva and goes back. And then this parrot takes the form of a baby. And being afraid of getting influenced by material nature, he doesn't come out for 16 years. So Krishna personally comes and he assures, you know, "Hey boy, you know, come out, don't worry, you will never be attached by, you know, attacked by Maya. You won't get influenced by Maya Devi. And that boy comes as a Srila Sukadeva Goswami. So that's why he is mentioned as Brahmarat, when he is protected by Lord, you know. Here Brahma actually not Brahma, it's Brahma, like Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna. So this is the story, you know, it comes in Brahma Vaivartat Purana. And we know again, like, you know, why, so this is first point, why Sukadeva Goswami is called as Brahmarat. Why Parikshit Maharaj is called as Vishnurat? We all know when Ashwatthama threw his Brahmastra on the womb of Uttara, because he wanted to destroy, he had promised dying Duryodhan that I'll kill, you know, the last heir of, you know, dynasty. So you see, it's very, how subtle the science was, and how deep the envy was, you know. Duryodhana, while dying, he said, you get married with my wife, produce kids, and kill the Pandavas, you know. That was his enemy, because while dying also he was not ready to live up. Now Ashwatthama was so-called brahmachari for whole life. But when Duryodhana gave, he had little bit mental deviation. Because of which later, when Vasudeva asked him to retrieve the Brahmastra, he could not do that. Because he had already lost in mind, you know, the purity of celibacy. But Arjuna, even being a grandfather, he could retrieve, because he was never afflicted by lusty desires. So this is the subtlety of, you know, science, you know, and then the quality of, you know, devotees like Arjuna. So when Krishna was, you know, leaving to Dwaraka, Uttara came running, you know, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, you know, Krishna, please protect. And that time Krishna understood this is the deed of Ashwatthama. And then what Krishna did? He immediately expanded in a form of a Paramatma, four-armed Vishnu. He went into the womb of Uttara. Some commentators say that he protected the child before the Brahmastra hit. Some say that, you know, Brahmastra hit, but, you know, Lord again revived it. But anyway, the essence is Lord protected. So this Parikshit Maharaj, in his womb, he took, you know, he saw first time, he took darshan of Lord. So whenever he came out, he was looking, you know, is this person? So Pariksha means, you know, exam. He was examining everybody. He is the person who helped me, who saved me. He is the person, is the person. That's why he was named as Parikshit. So that's why Parikshit is called as Vishnurat, one who is protected by Vishnu. So this is the second point. The third point, why Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is saying that it should be discussed only among devotees. And he gives very befitting example. Shankaracharya, even being the scholar and empower expansion of Lord Shiva as he was, Prabhupada uses such a beautiful word. He never meddled with Bhagavatam. You know. Just Bhagavad Gita he did, because he had to do the purpose for what he came for, to stop Buddhism. But Srimad Bhagavatam he did not touch. Why? Paramahamsa Samhita. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes Bhagavatam is like a lamp. It is like a sun. It is like a Mohini Murti. It is like a tree. And it is like a fruit. So five things he describes. So first, lamp, because it destroys the ignorance. Pretty clear, yeah. Bhagavatam gives us transcendental knowledge. Second, about sun. Again, you know, Purana Arko Udhinodita, you know, is arisen like a sun. Why? Again, it dissipates the ignorance, you know, and all the sins. Like a sun, when it's arisen, darkness is dissipated, and there are many bad entities, they get destroyed actually. So that's, you know, second. Now third is interesting, you know, Mohini Murthy, right? You know, why? So what did Mohini Murthy do? She tricked. She came with the demons gave her the nectar pot. She wanted to distribute, right? What she did? She gave it to demigods, and she tricked the demons. She did not give it to them. So same way, here is the point. Srimad Bhagavatam, if not approached with a mood of devotion, it can give us completely another meaning. These books are not just books like, say, physics, chemistry, or math. You know, we read 2 plus 2, 4. Anybody else read 2 plus 2, it will be 4. But the verses, text in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, if I read or you read or a person with a doubtful mind reads, they get completely different benefit. That's why Srila Prabhupada always said that, you know, read from first canto. Why? If somebody jumps directly to the fifth canto, you know, a big, big mango is falling and there is a river of mango juice and then it gets dried up by a sun rays and then gold is formed. I keep the book aside. It's all mythology, right? So naturally one feels, because he has not read, I am not body, I am soul, you know. 2.13, Dehi Nesma Yatha Dehe. First we have to read Bhagavad Gita, understand who am I, who is God, what is nature. Then only we can go in the activities of the Lord. Sisi is much far, that's like mind of Lord, right? So, Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a classic example how it can completely give opposite meaning. That's why it's called Mohini Murti. This is from Canto 12, Chapter 13, Text 11, 12, you know. So I'll first read the text 12, the last line is, you know, no, the text 12 is Sarva Vedanta Saram Yad Brahmatmakai Vala Lakshanam Vastvadvitiyam Trainishtam Kaival Leka Prayojanam. So I'll read the translation by Srila Prabhupada disciples. Says that from beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarian accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy, because its subject matter is the absolute truth, which, while non-different from the spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, one without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service unto that supreme truth. This is so clear, right? But if the same verse is studied by Mayavadis, what they will see? Yes, Sarva Vedanta Saram, yes, this is the essence of all scriptures. Brahmat My Kaivala Lakshanam. He says the goal of this, you know, like it is pointing to one Brahman, you know, that what they will point. And then the, you know, Kaivalyeka Prayojanam. Kaivalya means merging into impersonal Brahman. Eka Prayojanam is the only goal of this literature. So what they are concluding? That this literature is pointing to one Brahman, and merging into the Brahman is the only goal. Same verse, right? Why? It's not meant for them. Prabhupadananda Saraswati, he says, you know, Kaivalyam Narakayate, Tiddashapura Akasha Pushpayate. He says, you know, this merging in Brahman is like a hell, you know. It's like, devotees, they are very sober in chastising also. That's why, you know, they are comparing with hell. Otherwise, you would have given, you know, many more, So it's pretty strong, right? So devotees, they are seeing Kaivalya as a hell. It's like, you know, merging in Brahman as a hell. While here, the verse says, Kaivalya Eka Prayojanam. Merging in Brahman is the only goal. Is that true? No. And why 12 cantos, you know, Shukadeva Goswami is describing pastimes of Lord. So therefore, Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murti. It bewilders if one doesn't approach with a mood of devotion, and doesn't listen from a proper spiritual teacher, guru, in a verified and authorized disciplic succession. So this is second, third reason Bhagavatam is called as Mohini Murti. Then it is called as a tree. Nigamakalpa taror garitam phalam shukam kadamruta dravya sanyutam. So no, that is the next word for fruit. So why it is called as tree? Again, tree and fruit, they satisfy all the desires. They give, you know, fruits and, you know, shelter. So same way, this Bhagavatam is therefore compared to as a tree and a fruit, which has been sweetened by Shukadeva Goswami. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Srimad Bhagavatam should be discussed between Brahmarata and Vishnurata. This is the third point. You know, this is Srimad Bhagavatam is glorious, but if not properly discussed, then we'll get a different meaning. So, and then the fourth point, then what is our qualification? Are we Brahmarat? Are we Vishnurat? Our qualification is we are Prabhupada Rat. Srila Prabhupada is one who has saved us. Srila Prabhupada was, you know, so merciful when somebody asked, what's our qualification to get this unlimited mercy and knowledge which is not even available for great people like Shankaracharya, who doesn't even approach Srimad Bhagavatam. What's our qualification? We are getting chance to read every day, morning, it's compulsory. Prabhupada said, you had no qualification. I made your qualification. So such verses should again and again remind us what Srila Prabhupada did for us. He literally saved us. We are like, you know, Prabhupada Rati. Rati means, you know, being saved. We have been saved by Srila Prabhupada. Because first of all, to get human birth, very difficult. We read how a soul transmigrates in third canto. We'll be shocked, you know. So, to get even an animal birth is difficult. Forget about human. So, to get a human birth, that to get a chance to have a access to scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, it's very rare. And in that also, fortunately, we are not under some Mayavad school or, you know, some Brahmavadi or some person who is just focusing on Krishna's Ras Leela and nothing else. We are supremely fortunate to be under Srila Prabhupada's purports, because then we won't miss Kaivalyam Eka Prayojanam as merging into Brahman, but we will know that, you know, Kaivalyam Eka Prayojanam means ultimate devotional service to Supreme Lord is the only goal. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. When he came on Jaluduta, generally when we go on a travel, we take what is most essential thing, right? And what was Srila Prabhupada's most of the luggage comprised of? Books, Srimad Bhagavatam. He had just one bag, you know, suitcase, you know. I think it's there, you know, here up and in the Prabhupada Museum, right? It's so small, right? We have 20-33 kg bags when we travel to India or something. Srila Prabhupada was, you know, he had a liberty to bring whatever he want. There was no weight limit. He had a ship. But for himself, he just brought one bag, and for us, he brought carrots and, you know, carrots of, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam. And, you know, we are so much fortunate. BBT, you know, they are printing it, you know, in masses, and devotees are distributing in masses. And then that's the rather only hope, actually. And that's, you know, what Prabhupada did, that he gave us from his sleepless nights the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's why we have been saved. So to summarize, we saw that why Shukadeva Goswami was called as Brahmarat, and we saw why Parikshit Maharaj was called as Vishnurat, then we saw how Bhagavatam is special and why it should be discussed only amongst devotees. It says it should not be discussed outside. So that also means it should be discussed among devotees. So when we meet each other, what we should do? We should discuss Bhagavatam. That implies, right? So, especially in, like, you know, second, third generation of devotees like my age, we have a tendency that we talk everything but Krishna. At least I can speak for myself. So yeah, these purports, they kind of provoke us that, okay, whenever we speak, yes, we talk about job and family and so and so, but we should have some part, at least start and ending. May it be a minute, that's fine. But we should always discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. May it be as simple as that. What verse is your favorite? What Krishna's pastime is your favorite? What Krishna's name is your favorite? Or, you know, some quiz from Bhagavatam. Tell me what is meant by Brahmarat. You know? Yes, yes, you know, one who is protected. So that will help us appreciate and develop taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Parikshit Maharaj could listen for 7 days, 7 nights without even eating, sleeping. We are not on that level. It is the same Bhagavatam. The problem is we are not yet purified. The more we purify, the more we will get test for hearing. It may be now austerity to sit in Bhagavatam class. I can speak for myself. But later, we won't even mind, you know, somebody discussing Bhagavatam for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. Would be, you know, any over, you know, some more. It may be austerity while coming and taking beautiful darshan of Rukmini Dwarkadish. You know, we may just go in 1 minute, but later we may just even spend just, you know, glorifying the Lord once we purify our heart. And how that can be done? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, regularly Bhagavata, doing Bhagavatam. So, and then we saw, what's our qualification? Prabhupada Rath. We are saved by Srila Prabhupada. So, I'd like to stop with one prayer. This from Padyavali. It says, Tratra eva Ganga Yamuna cha tatra Godavari tatra Saraswati cha Sarveshu tirtheshu vasanti tatra Yatra achyuto dhara katha prasadashuhu. Wherever there is infallible Lord Achyuta's special katha is being narrated, auspicious rivers like Sri Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, and all the holy places are present. So no need to go to any other holy place. Just sit in one place and hear Harikatha. Would like to stop. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Haribol, thank you for a very nice class, Babuji.
Thank you.
What struck me in this particular verse and purport was that the position of Srila Prabhupada, you know, like a Brahmarat.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this particular purport, Prabhupada's, I think, really expressing himself in terms of who he really is. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was reading his purport, it just made me think like that. And how important it is for us to not speculate. Because we tend to do this a lot. We tend to speculate about what we think. And we always speculate, well, let me read this or let me read that. But in these last several verses, I'm hearing that everything is just in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. And if you hear this from a Brahmarat, then you actually can become Krishna conscious. Yeah. And I think we're seeing the result of that because Prabhupada's not present here physically. But his words are here. And we're seeing that the Krishna conscious movement is expanding on the words of Srila Prabhupada. So it really struck me how important these particular last verses were in determining who we should hear from. Yes. And that we shouldn't speculate. Because it says that if one hears the Srimad Bhagavatam from a Brahmarat, you never tire of it.
Yeah.
You never get exhausted or tired. And even after all these years, you go back and read. I'm probably on my third or fourth time reading Bhagavatam, and I never tire of it. And what's really amazing is that I'll read something and I'll say, wow, I never knew that. It's just incredible the vast amount of knowledge one can acquire from a Brahmarat. And so I just wanted to say that it just really is so important for us to read Srila Prabhupada's books and really absorb ourselves in them and not speculate. And we don't need any more than the Srimad Bhagavatam in itself to become a pure devotee of the Lord.
Yes, thank you for adding that. Yes. Very true. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. When in the purport, and he says that it was mentioned that it should be discussed only among devotees, mm-hmm. qualified people, and then I was thinking, you know, like always, yet we have this mission of ambassadors of goodwill to distribute these books, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, especially Bhagavatam. I had many encounters with different kinds of people who said, sometimes, like, let's say from the Indian background, no, I cannot touch that book. And I go like, really? Why? I'm contaminated. They actually have the culture. They know I'm contaminated. I haven't washed my hands. Or I just smoke a cigarette. Or I drink. I don't want to touch it. Some other ones, they even chastise me. Why do you do this? Why do you do this? This is so sacred. You cannot be just... Why do you do that? One time I gave the answer. I said, it took a compassionate soul to have the vision, universal vision, and not just being like sectarian. But bring it to the whole world, and that's our guru, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And so, just to finish this with a prayer of There is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Gaura Krishna, he distributed freely, even to the most fallen, love of himself and love and the holy name. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord. He's given something that has not been given before many, many lifetimes, and now he's been given. In a similar way, Srila Prabhupada came here and is given that what no yogi, no guru has given before. It is difficult. It is very difficult. Yeah. So it's a challenge. And we are just so fortunate to have such a personality that is helping us.
Yes. Haribol. Yes. Thank you. Anything else? Jai Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Riri Bhur.